Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Glad to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Mark, do we have a special offer for our listeners?
Yeah, for those who'd like to take advantage of a little discount, we have 2022 half off, which is 50% off of any of our posted prices at VRTrader.com. So you pick your newsletter, go to the order page, and the promo code section, enter 2022 half off, just as it sounds, and you get 50% off. And it could be for a daily, monthly, weekly, monthly, quarterly letter, whatever you sign up for. It all applies. So that's where you go, VRTrader.com.
For new listeners, what does VR Trader stand for?
Well, originally started with VR, which is the volume reversal, which is the technical tool that I've created. And I should say, which I didn't say, is that I'm not a financial advisor, nor do I provide financial advice. As a disclaimer, this is for educational purposes. So the technical tool is actually available on two platforms, the VR, the volume reversal, which we're referring to. You go to either MetaStock or TradeStation, and you could, if you sign up to their platforms and you want to see the little technical tool that I use, the little VR, which is not available anywhere else, by the way, and there's hundreds or dozens of platforms out there. You sign up to MetaStock and TradeStation, or if you're already a subscriber, you can add it as an indicator on your screen if you are technically oriented and you are watching the various technical indicators out there. But VR is volume reversal and basically defines a change of direction and a change in price in an ETF, commodity, individual stock. So volume coming off of a low point on increasing volume is a positive volume reversal, and negative volume selling off of a top point is a negative VR. And, you know, you have to look at it, work with it, and understand. But basically the premise is volume precedes price, and it's a great trading tool and also an intermediate indicator. So very simplistic view of it, but basically I've learned over the years, just follow the smart money. And that's really, for most of the trades, that's what we try to do.
All the talk right now is about high inflation. How does that affect your trading?
Not at all, because I'm just looking at prices moving around. Jim, you know, this gets down to a basic question, and I've asked myself for 42 years, you know, is the stock market going to hell? Is the economy going to hell? Is it a boom? On and on, will we be able to survive? Maybe I should look for another line of work. And for some reason, there's all kinds of news and activity and movement over the years, and there's always plenty of ways to trade it and make money. So whether there's a crash, financial meltdown, or there's a boom to the upside, you see price action, volume action, and there are tradable opportunities in any environment, whether it's inflation, deflation, a normal environment. So I'm really not attuned to the news. I'm just reacting to or responding to what the technical charts are saying. And if something's going way up and way up and way up, and suddenly the volume numbers and the there's divergences that start to appear on the charts, you realize that you're, you know, probably near a top, particularly when there's a lot of good news up there, you know, supporting higher prices after a big move. And conversely, when it's right at the bottom, like we saw over a year, 2 years ago with crude oil, when it was negative trading and it looked like crude oil was, it was less than zero, it was minus. And but the chart said it was a panic inverse parabolic indicator to the downside, and it was a blow off. And so you just sort of see the charts and I follow it. I love it when they kill them to the downside, or when they take stocks down big. That's usually an opportunity for a trade, you know. So, and also when they're straight up, you know, that's usually a sign of a nice trading opportunity to the short side. But you generally want to wait for the reversal pattern. You want to see volume slow near a top, indicate that it's near, at a topping point, and you want to see volume slow near a bottom, that it's bottoming and sellers have dried up. And if you could look at the, you know, if you're a chart reader, I mean, it's not that difficult. You know, you don't have to, this is something the average person could do. I might do it very simply. I mean, my VR charts that I referred to a moment ago on MetaStock or TradeStation, if you sign up and you look at a couple tutorials, you'll see pretty much what I'm looking at and the tradability, you know, of the indicator, of my indicator, though, of course, you could use others if you wish. So, yeah, long-winded response. The news is not that important, except there's a contrary indicator. A lot of bad news near a bottom, a lot of good news near a top. And if you get a chart to confirm that, and you see that in the chart patterns, you could act accordingly. And it happens, you know, daily in the market with, you know, negative moves or big, big positive moves. But in terms of the big picture, you know, you could say the market's going to hell. And I say, so what? You can make money on that. Because there's an old expression, I think even Jim Cramer has talked about this for years, there's a bull market somewhere, so you can always find action. So, you know, after 42, 43 years, I consider myself a survivor. You know, there's always something going on somewhere, whether it's gold or cannabis stocks or crude oil or natural gas or lithium or uranium, or Tesla starts to take off, or now Twitter is a takeover candidate with Elon Musk. There's always action. And you, if, you know, if you're in the game and you're at the gate in the morning and the bell goes off and the horses come out of the gate, you're there, you're going to find something.
As a technical trader, does it drive you nuts when people attribute market action to a particular incident? The North Koreans launched a new missile today, so the markets fell? Something like that?
Yeah, it's irritating. It'd be nice to look at that particular chart at that time and to, you know, see if the market responded afterwards or it had given a warning. You know, the market seems like it's prescient. You know, it seems to know the future. You'll see topping or bottoming patterns in ETFs or in stocks ahead of the news. And this often gets to the theory that insiders are at work in the market. And which has always been the case, you know, there's inside activity in the market. There's always some money who knows something ahead of everyone else. And I know it was Milton Friedman who talked about this before he passed away. He criticized the insider trading laws and said they should be abolished. And it's not a free marketplace, because I guess I'm putting words in his mouth. I guess if you're have worked hard, you got into a position where you can glean some information, you should be able to take advantage of it. If you found out, for example, that the city council was going to, you know, rezone some part of town and you went out there and, you know, bought some property, either it was hard facts or rumor and you made money on it, are you put in jail or criticized? No, but it only seems to be in the securities industry. So I think, you know, all business act on inside information, you know, whether they steal it or whether they research it. You know, this is just the nature of business. You know, people out there are big, they're competitive and they're looking to, you know, take advantage of whatever opportunity is in front of them. So, but, you know, I know Milton Friedman was sort of criticized that theory. It hasn't changed at all. Everybody still believes that if you get some inside information, on something and you make money, you should go to jail. I've always disagreed with that. I think that's contrary to human nature. It's contrary to what happens day to day in the market. Every stock, every movement in any company is all a result of people knowing or anticipating some event. And, that's just the nature of the free marketplace. So, just interesting, you know, no one probably agrees with me. It's like they believe the Federal Reserve should always exist and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm a proponent that all information is free, should be used, and, you know, no one should be penalized for, you know, having a little inside information or ability to glean that information from the work that they do. That's just my own opinion.
With high rents and high housing prices right now, they're now vilifying people who are property developers or own multiple properties
But without profit motive, who is going to build new places to live? They haven't answered that question.
As a landlord, you're an evil person now.
Yeah.
Huh? what's the expression? Michael Savage wrote a book about 10, 12 years ago. Many people don't know his name, but he's a radio commentator here in the U.S., and he claimed to have been partially responsible for getting Donald Trump elected because of his huge following. But he wrote a book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. And unfortunately, that's really the case, because many of the left opinions that we hear, you know, I'm sure those are, you know, liberal or left on the, who are listening to this, are probably hanging up now. But unfortunately, the facts aren't evaluated. It's emotion, prejudice, opinion. And, that triggers this event. So I think it's just a mental state. And unfortunately, we're seeing it right now in, the actions of the Disney board, you know, with all the commotion regarding, the gay movement and, all this nonsense. I mean, it's all triggered by people who are acting, you know, irrationally. And, again, I think, they're not all there. I mean, it's not normal thinking. And unfortunately, we see it in government. We see it in the leadership. We see it in the press. And I think most people are against it. They don't stand up and are not as vocal as some of these, the mentally, disturbed liberals who are acting in crazy ways, irrational ways. I guess we need them in society because maybe we can profit off their stupidity. But in any case, it's my thinking. So anyway, I'm a conservative guy. I'm a libertarian, and I believe, we should stick with hardcore core values that lasted hundreds of years and not be changing things just because it's the woke movement now that we need to make all these changes and tear down statues and, you know, change our history and rewrite our textbooks so it fits our current thinking. You know, this is why I come out with statements like, you know, abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's not working. Get rid of it. You know what I mean? These kind of things. But, you know, people just think that that's crazy. But ultimately, it will be abolished because it's done a terrible job. And whether it happens in 5 years or 50, it's going to be history, in my opinion.
Yeah, history keeps changing for some reason, depending on your point of view in the future, right?
Right, right, right. And you see it in the markets every day. Things that you never thought would happen, do happen. Nobody would have thought, you know, cannabis or marijuana would be a hot play. In fact, I'm investing in a little company that I am not going to mention on the air, but they just came out with some type of product which apparently does the same thing as THC without creating the high that THC does. You know, that's what kept marijuana off the shelves. And people so neurotic about taking, you know, having marijuana or marijuana products, they would only stick with CBD, for example. But there are those researching, trying to get the same medical benefits of a THC without getting the high. But just the fact that, you know, cannabis did as well as it did just a few years ago. In fact, I was laughed off the stage in Vancouver. I wouldn't say maybe off the stage, but I was laughed at, you know, and was it 2014 when I said the new hot area was cannabis and you should invest in it. And this is when a stock like Canopy Growth, I think the ticker symbol was WEED at the time, WED, was trading less than a buck a share, and it went to 55. So, things that seem illogical, improbable, and why did I say that? Well, I was watching, I guess, I don't know if it was insiders, but you saw the volume coming into the stocks. You know, somebody knew something was coming, and you can apply this pretty much across the board, just about anything, you know, you look at. What's the old expression, Jim? We follow the money. I mean, look what's going on in the world today. It seems like all about money, control. It's never changed, you know, whether it's Putin and gas and oil or gold and silver with China and uranium, which is hot now. It's all about who's going to make money and benefit from these products. It's amazing.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, what's going on with cryptos?
It's in a cyclically indigestion phase is the best way I can describe it. You know, our model said this year may not be the big year for the crypto in terms of, you know, straight up action, which a lot of people have been looking for. So I just think it's in a corrective phase. It had a big move. It had a, you know, an early move that had failed. There's some individual cryptos or some of the, you know, various smaller coins and that the NFTs, the non-fungible tokens, which have been hot. There are the plays out there and they do trade, but as a general statement, you know, the Ethereum, Bitcoin, the big ones, you know, just appear to me to be in a corrective phase. And I think it's temporary because I think the big picture is still positive. And the more governments print money, the more they finagle things the way the Federal Reserve is doing, and the more problems you have around the world, with, you know, the, I guess the credibility of governments and their currency and the way they conduct business and the way they jack things around. Rates are zero and then they're up and then they're back to zero again. The government's involvement in the markets or they're not involved in the markets. The cryptos become a safe haven, a way to get away from government control and government intervention in your life. And I think that's what, you know, has been happening. Individual businesses have been accepting the cryptos and the young people support it. And it's a protection of hopefully your privacy and your money. You know, how safe is your money in the banks? Could it be confiscated? It has been in history, recent history. Government comes in, takes 10% of your money overnight. What had happened in Greece or somewhere in the last 10 or 15 years?
Cyprus.
I forgot the story off the top of my head. You walked in on a Tuesday morning and they took 10% of your money because the government needed it. So, you know, if you got it in cryptos, they can't get the hands on it. And that's why people, I suppose, own physical gold and silver and physical real estate and things to get things out of the, quote-unquote, out of the system as much as they can. So I think the big picture is they're going to go higher, and that's sort of where I'm thinking. But if I had a we trade them, of course, but I think I would bet that the end of this year or next year might be a stronger cyclical time frame than what's happening at the moment. But I would still encourage, as you do with gold and silver or real estate, other diversifications, non-fungible tokens, whatever you're into, you know, always keep a diversified portfolio because I could be wrong and it could take off tomorrow. And, you know, I would be sitting back waiting for a big uptrend to start and perhaps miss it.
Geocosmic stuff, anything happening, the moon, the stars, the sun that we should be thinking about?
Yeah, well, just, you know, I reported in the newsletter yesterday that solar activity was intensifying. Has produced some more than 19 solar flares in the last few days. What was called an X-class solar flare, and apparently it produced some shock waves in the sun's atmosphere, and the radio burst filled the loudspeakers of shortwave radios on the Earth. Apparently, was reported. This is some of the articles I was reading. So, you know, that was a minor one. It wasn't the Carrington events or anything, but that happened within the last couple of days. So, you know, there is stuff out there. You know, we sort of laugh about it, but it's there. And, you know, we sort of monitor it. You know, perhaps the sell-off we had in the market today was a reflection of the solar flares in some way. And we, you know, we just don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the bond market did such and such, or some politician said something. It was sort of interesting today, Thursday, because the bond market actually bounced a little bit, and that means rates are, you know, during the morning it was going to go, it went down, and then it failed toward the end of the day, so it looked like rates were going to back off a little bit, and the market failed anyway. So, but they were talking about that as well. So I don't know. Always keep a track of it. That's sort of the most current reading that I have for you on the solar thing, because we do get these reports. But, you know, there's always stuff out there, you know, the earthquake activity, volcanic activity. We have a volatile planet. There's an interesting video on the space website that we use in our newsletter every time. It's, you know, it's easy to find. And they showed an eclipse on Mars. Well, I think it was Phobos, one of the moons of Mars, actually. It was a video. You can pull it up. I think I'm going to post it on my website. tonight. So apparently it was taken from a Mars rover, and I guess they were looking up to the sky, and they videoed the eclipse of the sun from Phobos, the moon passing, you know, through the sky. It didn't cover the whole sun the way the eclipses do here on Earth, but it sort of normalizes the universe, Jim. You know, these things happen everywhere. We're not the only place it happens, and what does this all mean? But it was sort of interesting to watch that. So, yeah, nothing pressing at the moment other than these solar flares that hit the last couple of days. But, you know, it is a risk for our electronics and for the planet here if we ever get an explosive event. So, by the time they report it, it's probably too late, right? We won't know until our internet's down or the satellites get blown up or something, but it is an ongoing risk. You know, we are mortal, and the powers that be out there are a lot stronger than us. We somehow think everything is controlled by only human beings, but we learned long ago, you know, that's not the case. So the unexpected is to be expected. And, you know, look what's happening with, you know, we were talking about this last couple of years, you know, about crop shortages, things, you know, occurring, and what was going to trigger that. No, they say, oh, it's because fertilizer is less plentiful now due to the Ukrainian situation. So we're supposed to know on a cyclical basis a year ago, there's going to be food shortages and higher prices. We were able to predict the Ukraine situation, and the answer was no. It's just cycles were saying we're running into a period now where you're going to see more geocosmic things. It could be food shortages, other events occurring. You get a volcanic activity go off, and it blocks the sun a little bit, and it raises, lowers the temperature in the sky, and crops don't grow as well, and so forth and so on. So there's a lot of things that were predicted before now that 2023 could see some increases in commodity prices and food costs go up. And sure enough, it happened for reasons we didn't think, but I think part of it is related to the planet and things that are happening in the geocosmic sphere, not only what human beings are doing to one another in Europe. So interesting times, and hopefully we can report that, because we had recommended many of the commodity ETFs that went up nicely as a result of that prediction, like corn and soybeans and so forth. So let's see what happens. Interesting time.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Look forward to it. Speak to you next week.
My guest has been Mark Leibovitt, editor and publisher of the Leibovitt VR newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. If you have any questions for Mark or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com, and we'll ask that question for you. Our YouTube channel, Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.